Breakfast with Now TV. Stream over 300 box sets without a contract on Now TV. This is
Beat. Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
It's Niall and Vinny and Shona with you. I hope you're well. Two of us have slept well, one hasn't. So one person's going to be a little bit grumpier than normal.
No, I'm not grumpy. I have my tea. I've gone through the specials in the paper for the magazine. And yeah.
What are you rushing out for?
What did we say?
The thing that takes the bubbly bits off your jumper. Oh, yeah. You know when your jumpers go kind of old?
Yeah.
There's something that you can get for a fiver.
It's only a fiver.
Rub it off.
Yeah.
Very good.
And we were saying, there's never enough choice for double size, double quilt covers, right?
Okay.
Like, obviously there's a conversation to be had if you're in a relationship that, you know, you don't want to get superhero quilt covers on your double's bed. But like, if you're a single guy, right? I would buy, you know, kiddie kind of double quilt covers.
Superman,
or even like Liverpool or something. You
know? Yeah, like I don't think I feel the same as in if I was single, I don't think I'd want like a unicorn covered bedspread.
Or that space set.
Yeah, it was four kids though.
Yeah, but I want a double size.
Oh, you want an adult version.
He feels like there's not enough options for adults.
For my man pad. For my spare room. I'd love that on my spare bed.
The reality is you had an argument over soy sauce with your other half last night. Yeah. That's how adulty you are.
Yeah, well, that's my warning to kids everywhere. Never grow up, because you end up texting your other half about soy sauce on a Monday afternoon.
Life has to be more than that, doesn't it?
I was a Gossy winner on Friday night.
Yes, you were.
And by Monday you're rowing over soy sauce with your missus. This is Beat. So yeah, we've had quite the weekend. As you know, we were nominated for a Gossy, a Top Showbiz Award, up against lots and lots and lots of other shows for Best Radio Show. And somehow, we won it.
We won!
What do you mean somehow? It's because of our listeners voting in their droves.
Yes, exactly.
We just have the most dedicated fans.
Yeah. We do. And I want to thank everybody who went to the trouble of voting over the last few weeks. We really socked it to those national people, didn't we?
We really did. We were the only ones there, guys. Just representing
the Southeast. Actually, do you know what? I must say, we weren't the only Southeast heads there, because I want to say a shout out to TJ Reid's crew who I met, Kilkenny Carlo Bunch, and they were sound and they were so delighted to see Southeast people up on the stage as well. What can we tell you about the Gossies? We didn't know what to expect. We had to line the pink carpet, photos taken, surrounded by influencers and showbizy people, met lots of sound heads. You know the way myself and Vinny are kind of like Trisha's radio husbands?
Yeah.
Well, we met her TV husband, Dahi.
Oh, Dahi.
And he was so lovely, I have to say.
Nicest. Good. He won an award as well.
He won an award.
Up for the crack, wasn't he?
He did take over the dance floor. He brought the party later, I have to say.
pulling out all the ladies and the men to join. We were loving it. Dahi, go!
So lots of names and stars there. And it was a great night. Well done to the Goss.ie team. And we were just overwhelmed. And it's really nice to win an award. But what was really nice afterwards was the amount of messages we got from people on our own social media and the Beat account telling us what the show means to them. It was quite touching over the weekend, I have to say.
I cried a lot of times. I cried on stage, but I cried over the weekend. The outpouring of love and support has just been incredible. I've never felt as much love as I've felt over the last few days. Just thank you so, so much. We really do appreciate it.
That, and she was really tired and emotional.
Yes, no, it's, do you know what? It is very, very, very special that it's from the listeners, that it's people that took the time out to vote. That's pretty special.
Yeah.
And you know what? The Gossies, what I found as well, is that people really love to win something. And they like to be rewarded. And it means a lot to a lot of people. Like, every table had the nominees and stuff. And for instance, at our table, I was sat right beside a girl from Limerick, Aoife McNamara, the fashion designer who won the Best Fashion Designer. And like, she was delighted to win that, because she's only a couple of years in the business. Like, she was there with Aoife O'Sullivan, the former Miss Ireland.
So
a lot of these people take time out to like champion these up and coming names, as well as the people who we know for years. Like, Nicky Byrne was there winning Best Music for Westlife. That's in the long list of awards that he's won.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, you know, it's the start of their careers.
Yeah.
And I know we've been doing this for a long time, but it was our first time to be nominated as well.
Yeah.
So it does mean a lot to a lot of people. Yeah. And what a venue, by the way.
Yeah, the Mansion House is very special, with the starry ceiling and all the rest.
I wouldn't be able for some of the outfits now. I mean,
there was one that looked like Aladdin.
Oh yeah,
I saw that. Can I just say, you looked so gorgeous. I said to Trish on Saturday, thank God you went all out. Do you know what I mean? Like, thank God you really pulled out all the sparkles.
I don't know about you guys, but it was the most modelly event that I've ever been at. And like, women in particular, because guys just turn up in their tuxes.
Yeah, and it's easier for guys.
Like, you have your James Cavanaughs and James Patrice and stuff who turn up wearing colours, but mostly it's just your tux. But wow, for an event like that for girls, you have some choice.
Oh yeah.
Sure, when we got there on the carpet, there was a few people ahead of us waiting to get their photos taken, and I just looked around and was like, where am I? Where have I arrived to? There were ball gowns, glitz, glam. I couldn't get over it. I was like, I feel underdressed.
There was a lot of flesh.
Yeah. That's a good bit of flesh.
For, for the 1st of February, like. And to top it all, I met...
Oh, I was Celia. Waiting for it. Come on.
Celia Holman-Lee. What an icon. What an icon. And just lovely.
Oh, yes.
And let me tell you, she is light on her feet on the dance floor.
Vinny is really in awe of his new pal, I have to say. He went up to her and told her how fabulous she was.
I'll tell
lovely
you,
pictures.
All of those younger models in the audience the other night, the bar was already set years ago by Celia.
The class and the charm.
She was only delighted when we asked for the photo. Vinny's arm straight around her.
I said to Niall, you look like a couple. Like, you really did.
We do have a couple of messages. We just have a quick listen to a couple of them that have been coming in this morning. Let's listen to this one.
Good morning, guys. Paul here in Carvel. Just wanted to say congratulations on the award, guys. Well done.
Thank you so much, Paul. And another one here from Phil.
Congratulations, guys. Wow. Just wow. Best radio station in the country. Unbelievable. You went to the Gozzies. You look gorgeous in your cozzies. Congratulations again, guys. You're my number one.
And you even made a little rhyme there. Fair play. Yeah. A couple other quick ones. Guys, well done, lads. So deserved. Love listening to you every morning. I'm so pleased you won. And our Marion was on as well. Oh. Dearest Beat Breakfast crew, I cannot express how proud I am of you. Well done and well deserved. I'm so glad to listen and know you all. The best beat of the nation. Much love from Marion. Thank you so much. And guys, congrats on the award. I do need to know, though, did Vinny find anyone there other than himself without an Instagram account?
Oh, that's a good question.
And it says also Vinny looked fine in his suit.
Stop it, Vinny. I don't think there was anybody there. Even, like, I'd say Dahi surely has an Insta.
Oh, yeah. Dahi has it. Yeah. He posted a lot on Saturday about his award. He was very proud of his award.
His Insta was flying. Did it make you think, though, now might be the time? Because I saw, Vinny, that you did post your Facebook stories. I thought was quite a move for you.
Well, I've finally, like, Facebook stories has been around for a long time. Yeah. And it's like, what's the point of that? Mm. But I find that Facebook stories is for stuff that, it's important right now.
Mm.
But you don't want to hang around on your news feed for ages and ages after.
That's the same
Instagram.
As Insta stories. Love.
Yeah.
So,
but your photos hang around for... I can't... It's either one or the other. I don't know.
So the answer is no. Not we still think he was the only person in the room without an Instagram account.
Yeah. This
is Beat. Irish people are among the least irritable nationalities, according to a new study.
I don't believe that at all.
The scientific study published in the Journal of Affective Disorders found that the Irish and English people are among the most unruffled of nations. And the study examined rates of irritability in people from 10 English-speaking nations, including Australia, India, Malaysia, China, New Zealand, Singapore, South Africa and the USA, along with Ireland and Britain. It found that those in China and Singapore and the US reported experiencing a longer duration of irritability than residents of Ireland and the UK. And the results showed that Chinese people have the longest bouts of irritability, lasting on average for 90 minutes, which is more than 5 times longer than the 17 and a half minute stints experienced by the Irish. Nearly 3 out of 4 Irish people experienced irritability, which only lasted minutes, while 26% had bouts lasting hours. Ireland also had no participants who were irritable for days, weeks, months, or who were always irritable.
Yeah.
I'm saying irritable a lot, lads. It's starting to annoy me myself.
Yeah.
In this article.
I think
I'm always just very temporarily irritable.
Yeah, temporarily. Like, yeah. There's moments of...
Even
like,
17 minutes seems like a long time to be irritable.
It's ridiculous. Like, I was thinking of the things that annoy me. Like, you know, when you're in a restaurant, customer service is a real thing for me. But it doesn't last. Mm. You know, you're there and you get annoyed for a while.
And then someone makes you smile after a while.
Yeah, we're calmer people, I think.
Interesting you say that now, because the study found that women reported feeling irritable for a much longer duration than the men. The majority of people experienced irritability for 30 to 60 minutes, with a few experiencing it for much longer.
That's hormones.
The most common cause was other people, when they are rude or when they don't listen. A small number said they got irritable from just being around people and in large crowds. And the second most common theme was irritability caused by physiological or biological factors. Sleep deprivation, many. It's up there.
Yeah.
That was the biggest factor, followed by hunger, menstruation, sickness, pain, or substance withdrawal. And then the next thing, sensory-based factors, noises, rashes, and smells were reported as triggers for
Noises, yeah.
And the third most common theme was having disrupted or frustrated goals or expectations. And that included waiting, are being uncertain about the future. I hate waiting.
Yeah, but you see,
I get really irritable waiting.
All of that stuff annoys me. All of that would make me irritable. The noises, especially. I'd be sitting at home and there'd be a constant noise outside, like
even someone kicking a ball against the wall or something.
Yeah, something exactly like that. Yeah. Like kids playing.
Children.
Yeah, children. Somebody sitting in a car with the engine running outside,
or the radio on loudly.
Yeah, I'd be.
Yeah, the radio would really bug me for no reason.
Pedestrian lights outside my house and cars stop and. You hear that
some
people
are
blaring the radio. It's like, I can't watch me curry here, lads. You know?
But I can be irritable. Of course I'm irritable in the mornings. Like, I don't trust anybody who's not irritable at 6 a.m. That's a happy person. They're hiding something.
I'm not irritable at 6 a.m. Does that mean you don't trust me?
No, but you've driven an hour though from home.
Yeah, no, but that first part in the house, until I'm out of the shower, I'm probably irritable, you know?
Well, that's fair enough, because you just don't talk to anybody for that first half an hour.
It's just as well, I tell you, in my case.
Yeah.
This is Beat. Did you know that not everybody has an internal narrative in their head? As in, they don't hear like the sentences and words.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is a big talking point online yesterday, that some people, they just kind of have abstract thoughts with a loose word, and then when they go to form a sentence, it just kind of, that's the first time they kind of hear
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I have full blown conversations in my head all the time. And the worst part about that is sometimes my face reacts to the full blown conversations and I look just a little bit, you know, I've been caught making faces.
You
before
have.
Because of what's going on in my head. Yeah. Loads of conversations, loads of voices, but that's not everybody has that.
But imagine you didn't have that. Imagine
loads
you
of people
just
don't seemingly.
I'm going to have to keep an eye on that.
Mm.
Like, you're,
I don't hear every sentence before I say it.
Exactly.
But you have an idea.
If I stop in the middle of a sentence to think of the next word, I'll hear the next word in my head.
Yeah, me too.
And I will have conversations in my head.
So if you're leaving the house in the morning and you realise you've forgotten something, do you hear the sentence or the shopping bags?
Or I better lock the door.
Or go back upstairs because you didn't bring your comb. Yeah.
I don't think I have it to that extent.
I
have imaginary conversations, but I don't think I have a narrator.
No, it's not somebody talking.
Morgan Freeman.
To
you. You need to get the shopping bag.
Well, anyway, look, we got a text in. It says, so can some people not hear their own voice in their head? I have full blown arguments in my head, and then sometimes I get an attitude with my kids or husband because of it. That's mad. Like, I'm talking in my head before I type this. How do people have an imaginary argument in their heads? Can they roll their eyes at themselves? I need to look into this. It is, it's an interesting one. This is Beat. Now, do you know what else is going on at the moment? You may have noticed there's an election.
Yeah, the doorbell rings a lot.
Or as I say, election.
Oh, wow.
Happening this weekend, and posters everywhere, and we've all watched the debates and we've seen all that. But I'd like to hear some manifestos this morning.
Put him to the testos.
Yes. Vinny has often said on this show that if he was in charge, if he made it in charge, that the most important thing for him would be that when it's your birthday, you get your day off work.
Yep, fact.
And I think that's a real vote grabbing, you know.
Yeah, no, I'd vote for you just based on that alone. Mm. I always thought it was funny when people took their birthday off work. I wouldn't think to do that.
Well, if it's something planned, why not?
Yeah, I know. But if it's just another day.
But it's just I think people do that just to avoid awful singing of happy birthday at them in work.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, I think if you do work your birthday, then it will be illegal to sing happy birthday to somebody else.
There's nothing wrong with singing happy birthday.
It takes up half the day. It's the longest song ever written.
It's not.
It is when you're being sung at.
It's meant to be joyous.
I would call, like David Cameron and Brexit, I would call an election, a referendum.
Okay.
And put it to the nation. Do you want your birthday off or do you want an extra bank holiday? And let the people decide. What would you choose?
No, I'd want an extra bank holiday because at least everybody can enjoy that together.
Oh, you're such a
people
what side
pleaser.
But that gives a real clue as to whether you're on the political spectrum.
No, but I just think if it's your birthday and you just take it off, you possibly on your own then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody else is going about their day.
Is that socialism?
Shut up. I think I'd ban homework.
Ban all homework?
Yeah.
Oh, another popular crowd pleaser.
I know that's controversial in terms of like teachers and stuff, but I just think like Eve started school in September and she gets homework.
That's ridiculous.
And I just think
you're going to be at the stage now, she's still quite small, but you're going to be at the stage soon where you're really struggling.
No, I
hear that from all my parental friends, because they've changed it since we were in school, the way they do
the
sums
maths.
And all that kind of
they've
stuff.
They've changed the mathematical
system. And parents are like headaches in the evening trying to work out kids' homework.
I just think they're very tired when they come home from school. They've worked for like how many hours already?
Would you ban it from primary and not from secondary, or the other way around?
I don't know about secondary, because I think it's probably necessary. Like, it's not possible to get through everything in secondary.
Okay, we have real people pleasers here this morning. We've got days off for your birthday, banning all homework. What we want to ask you this morning is what is on your manifesto? What's that one fun thing that you would bring in that you think would elect you? Winnie has another one for us, do you?
Oh yeah, February 29th. Load of nonsense. Sorry if you were born on February 29th.
Yeah.
There's going to be an extra day. I'm going to put it on the end of June.
Yeah, give us a summer day.
So instead
a nice
of
long summer day, if we have an extra day.
Exactly. Instead of February 29th every 4 years, you're going to get a June 31st.
You're researching why they picked February 29th, are you?
I haven't found it.
Okay, we'll come back to that. I await an explanation.
You take
on that.
Your time.
That's all part of the Vincent Bradley manifesto.
Put it to the test.
The most popular answer, what people want to bring in, is the shorter working week. 4 day working week, 3 day working week being voted for. Even here, I had one. It's from Laura, and it says a shorter working week, like 2 days with full pay. And she says, and one of those days should be bring your dog to work day.
Oh, I'm up, Laura. The dog thing, yes.
Yeah, it would make everyone happier. I think this is possibly my favourite at the moment. I'd make jambons free on the medical card.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm surprised that hasn't been thought of already.
That's from Dylan. I never wanted a jambon more than I do right now.
Yeah. Anne was on free tea bags, birthday day off, and an ironing service. So somebody would come in and do all your ironing.
Oh, that's nice. I like the tea bags one as well.
Yeah. And Grace has been on from Bagnallstown.
What?
She's going to ban boob money. You know, women who keep their money in their boobs, go into the shop and take it out and pay. To Spike Island with those women.
Yeah.
And also make it mandatory to shower in hot weather. Lads, the stink does be unreal. Who in their right minds as well thinks it's acceptable to hand over sweaty money from their boobs to pay for items? Three green pukey faces.
Where do you be shopping?
Yeah, I don't.
I have never been in a shop where someone's taken money out of their boobs.
Great. Well, I don't know, Grace. Do you work in? Do you work in retail? Have you dealt with this? Maybe explain it to Seanan just how bad it is.
Or in a bar, maybe.
Yeah, it's not handy just keeping things tucked in there.
I'm not saying I've never done it.
Hypocrite.
I don't regularly in a place where it happens.
This is why we should move towards a cashless society.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Now, a lot of people want to talk to us about boobs this morning.
Oh, do they?
Dave has been on.
Well, I am here for all of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Dave said, the sweaty boob thing is after bringing back bad memories for me, lads. I had a lady, she came up to pay for food, put the hand in and took out a 50. I thought she was going to take the boob out. I'm glad it was a 50. Yeah, you probably would get a fright going.
Thought she was whipping it out.
Where's she going with this? We have a voice note as well on this.
Hi guys, I work in a shop and I've had many the lady come in and take her money out of her bra. Mm. And I've also had people reach down and take the money out of their sock.
Ooh.
Their sock.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. It's a weird one.
I'm glad she said sock.
I'd take the boob. I'd take it out of the boob
than
out of
the sock. I'd agree with you. I'd rather the bra than the sock.
I think you don't know what's going on down in the sock.
This is Beat. Now, in a world of awful bad news coming at us, an onslaught all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear just a nice little story?
Yes,
just a nice little quick story. Bernie is a regular listener to Beat Breakfast, Bernie and her family, and she actually tweeted yesterday. She said, lads, look at this. Her purse was stolen in Limerick last week, okay? And she said, I just received a parcel from England with everything in it except the cash to my home in Waterford. My driving licence had the address on it in my purse. It cost them £7 sterling to post and had a handwritten letter which says, Dear Bernadette, I really hope you received this. My husband and I were travelling back to the UK from Shannon. We stopped at the Crescent Shopping Centre and on the way we found a purse laying in a ditch. All the contents were laying on the ground and I can see there are some sentimental items in here that really mean a lot. I've posted it to the address on your driving licence. I hope you receive it. Please let me know that you got it. My number is, and regards from Lorraine. And isn't you just thought that. Isn't it just a nice thing to happen?
It just proves that there is still good people in the world.
Where did the money go out of the purse?
Whoever stole the purse took the money and obviously discarded it. Are you trying to make allegations about Lorraine from England here?
No, no.
Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I'm not at all. That's pretty much what I figured happened. Yeah. But isn't it weird that, you know, like they were only after the cash?
That's
always the case. What use is a family photo or a driver's license, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I just think it's a really terrible thing to have done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but look, we know the scum out there, but this gives, I suppose, gives some shine on it that people are good enough to gather up the bits, get back to England, package them up, spend £7 on poker
stitch. That was my next question. Why was it in England? They were obviously on the way home.
They were obviously going to the Shannon Airport, I'd
and
say.
And brought it with them all the way to send it back.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, lovely story. And as I said, it just shows there is some good in the world out
there.
Definitely.
When was the last time you were a good Samaritan, Niall Power?
I don't...
Silence on the radio.
No, there was a couple of months ago. I don't like to make a big deal about my gestures, you know, but there was a couple of months ago, an elderly woman had quite a fall at the bridge clock tower waiting for the bus there.
Go away.
She had like a walker, but she kind of fell out of it. So myself and another old woman actually went to pick her up. It's quite a struggle, to be honest now, but you
I'm
know.
Always nervous of old people falling.
Yeah, I hate it.
And you know what? Especially when on the bus. Mm. I think the rule should be that the bus driver doesn't pull away until the old person sits down.
Okay.
I'm always expecting, like, because they get on the bus a lot, old people are in around the town or whatever, and I'm just nervous for them.
Mm. But I just think that idea that if, you know, you see somebody in distress that you would go to help them. I know I'm not an old person, but I fell last year outside a New Ross service station.
She did.
And a group of young fellas were walking by and nobody came to pick me up. Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Maybe you just look so young.
I'm not old enough.
You just look like a teenager, Sean, and they thought she'll be okay.
But there is kindness in the world.
There is kindness in the world. I'm happy to report this morning.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream over 300 box sets without a contract on Now TV.